It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer. From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome to Monday night. We've got a lot to get to. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. It is Radio Night Live, and on Mondays, we talk about money. And there she is, ladies and gentlemen, the Millionaire Maker, Lady Hillary Kramer. Welcome back. So good to see you. And what a big week we've got to talk about, because first of all, the markets ended on Friday in like just this robust, like, hey, they're having a good time. So they seem to pick up on it a little bit today, but this is called earnings week. And Hillary, for people that don't know much, talk to us about how important that is.
Well, earnings are what the big institutional investors versus retail investors kind of live and die by, really, Kevin. And we are going to have this week, Monday's over, but this week in total, one third of all S&P 500 companies are reporting their earnings, which is how they did in sales, the top line, and profit, income, whatever you want to call it, the bottom line. That's really S&P 500 companies, you know, one third. This is really a packed week. So first quarter earnings, right? So this is what we're going to hear about, and it's really important, not just how they did, but what we also live and die by, and I'll use that expression again, and I'm serious, earnings week is a big, huge deal, is what we call guidance. That's what the CEO has to say. So first you have the report issued about how much sales were up, what the different divisions did. Let's say it's Amazon, how Amazon Web Services did, how delivery did, how new areas of their business did, internationals separated from domestic in the U.S. But then that guidance, that's where a CEO will say, we're really worried about, you know, sales in the future, or we think that we're having the competition will heat up. Let's say it's a car company, you know, against the German automakers, or we're really worried about regulatory issues that are coming. And those won't be those little messages aren't in those earnings numbers. So it's actually very, very interesting. It's actually, doing the calculation, it's 181 companies. That's what it is, one-third.
Wow.
500. Yeah. So this is a big deal. Microsoft.
Well, on that issue of guidance, Hillary, is that where it comes in that if their projections made and they end up missing them, that's why guidance is so important, because they don't want to say they're going to do better than they think they're going to do, but they don't want to project that they're going to do badly. It's kind of, they're trying to hit that sweet spot.
Kevin, that's absolutely right. So what you'll see sometimes is that the earnings come out, and if a company did poorly, you know, you'll see and after, because they only come out before 9:30 in the morning or after 4 p.m. so that the market doesn't go crazy. You will hear the CEO get on if their company didn't do well and the stock is down after hours, you know, 17%. The CEO starts his conversation. All the investors, the institutional investors that, you know, are invited, get on to this question and answer after he talks. And suddenly the stock goes from down 17% to up 15%, let's say, after market, because that CEO says, but yes, Kevin, you're so smart. You understand. No. You know what it is? You're a psychologist and a sociologist, and And that's what makes the best investor. Now, I know I hate to use these two words, but George Soros made his billions not by being an investor who's crunching each and every number, but he made it by being a macro investor, you know, looking at the big picture, seeing the development in China, or seeing and looking at a debt crisis in Japan that starts to brew, or seeing that that there might be political upheaval in Thailand, and you know, and then he invests that way, and it's really the most important way to invest is looking at that and also understanding psychology, which is why you have companies that don't make any money, are losing money, and the stock continues to go up because they're hitting, I love your expression, the sweet spot, because that company hits the sweet spot that represents growth. No, there are so few contrarian investors. There's so few that they actually name their funds the contrarian fund, because everyone else, you know, follows the trend, and it's very difficult for investors to justify going into a stock. I have to use the example, if you don't mind, of Olin, O-L-N, which I've talked about on the show. Nice 4% dividend yield, owns Winchester Ammunition, which is, you know, supplying to military all over the world, ammunition, first responders, police, as well as like hunters or anyone who has a gun. And of course, their main business, though, is epoxies and vinyls and all these chemicals that are used as an input. And it's just so interesting. No one wanted to buy Olin. It was like stuck in the mud. I came out and said, Olin. Buy Olin, great dividend yield, undervalued company. And that's why you want to also have to be patient. And that stock is now $41.62. And when you look at Olin, let's go back to September. Actually, the 6 months. 6 months ago, it was $14.30.
Wow.
So we're not just talking about March 2020 when everything fell, you know, terribly. But if we want to go to October, you know, this was a $16.30 stock. October 28th.
Yeah. Well, and you certainly knew what you were seeing there, and of course you've had a chance now to explain it to me a few times. It takes me. You may think I'm a sociologist or a psychologist, Hillary, but I'm as dense as a brick wall. So sometimes I need repetition to make sure that I understand what's happening. That's just the way I work. But go ahead.
You understand the trade secrets. You know, everyone listening should understand that Wall Street, you know, the investment world makes it very difficult and makes it seem so complicated that you hear these expressions, book to bill ratio and PE and sales to price, and you hear all of this and yeah, getting thrown about, but really, it's very, very simple. You have shares. How many shares are there of a company? You have the stock price. You multiply those, you know, and that's where you get your market cap. And you have revenues, which are sales. You have the top line. And then what it costs the company to do that business, you know, how much they have to pay for their input costs and their salaries. And then most of the times companies will give you a bottom line number that doesn't include the debt they owe. Because if they throw in the debt that they owe, the interest payments, then they're usually don't look nearly as profitable.
It looks a little upside down at that point. All right, Hillary, hold on. More on earnings. We'll talk a little Elon Musk. We got some stealth stocks and what a reverse split is. It's all coming up.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sofen from ProCure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the Procure difference. Precision therapy, passionate care.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I feel more energy. I remember that I would only mow the lawn like the front one day and the back the next day because I was too tired. Now I mow the front and the back and I recover quickly. I recover more quickly than I ever have before.
I used to be like really tired and I relied more on coffee. Now I very rarely drink coffee. I'm not sleepy like I used to be. And then when I would drink the coffee, I would have like that afternoon crash. I don't have that need for a nap in the middle of the day when I take my Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
There are ideas and ideologies afoot in our culture today, lurking beneath the surface. Fault Lines is a book that will help you discern these worldviews and ideas, help you understand what they are and where they come from. Critical race theory, social justice, intersectionality. We've all heard these terms, but most of us have no idea what they mean. Fault Lines will not only help you understand the meaning of these words, but it will also help you understand the ideologies behind them. Fault Lines is a book for our day, for our time, for this moment. Because I'm not talking about something that's coming. I'm talking about something that's here. Something that has to be confronted now. This is Vodi Bakum, and I want to encourage you to buy my new book, Fault Lines, available everywhere books are sold.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Governor Murphy, President Biden, they should go out in force with the police behind them and say, we support the blue. We support law enforcement. This is non-negotiable. We're not defunding the police. We support the people who are putting their lives on the line. I stand with these men and women behind me. I dare a politician to have the guts to do that.
Listen to Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Our hosts will not be censored. Conservative talk lives here. AM 970, The Answer.
If I should take a notion, dump myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, it's medical night, wellness night, health night. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, our special guest, who is manning the information so bravely these days. There's so much of it to watch and to see where it's coming from. And we're talking about masks. Maybe you've got a question about them, 877-970-2999. We'll take your calls in a bit. Nicole, let me ask you about this. And Dr. Fauci had a hard time answering a question from one of the lawmakers a couple of weeks ago about this. I think Texas has been non-mask mandated for maybe a month, maybe it's less than that, maybe 2 weeks, something like that. I think Mississippi has moved in that direction. Certainly Florida is moving in that direction. They're not seeing enormous breakouts in those states. In fact, I think they've seen pretty good response since the mandates have been lifted. You probably know the data better than I do. But what do you make of the states that are ending the mandates and not necessarily suffering consequence for it?
Well, you know, it's not black and white. And one thing that I look at when it came to the mask mandates, when you look at the course of the last year, the truth is the mandates did have delayed effect of lowering transmission in a lot of states, especially when there were colder months and people were congregating. But ultimately, the mask mandates do very little when it comes to where the majority of this virus is transmitted, because what's the number one place that people are contracting the virus? It's at in-home gatherings with your friends and your family, and you're not wearing a mask there. And no mask mandate is going to tell you you have to wear a mask in your own home. So therefore, you know, that is why the wearing of the mask won't necessarily correlate. But if you look at Texas, you look at Florida, they're both doing great right now. They don't have mask mandates. But they both have come off of very difficult winter months, just like the rest of the country did. Mississippi, it unfortunately just had a very rough last month, but they're starting to come down as well. And all of this is happening as the weather gets nicer and people are moving outdoors. But also, you have to remember, our vaccines are really, I mean, they're incredible how many people have been vaccinated at this point. We have over 50% of Americans who have been vaccinated, American adults, I should say. That absolutely is going to play into this. You know, I'm more interested these days. I'm not so interested in the new case counts anymore. I'm more interested in the hospitalizations, because we're not trying to get to zero cases. That's never been the goal. The goal is to make sure our hospitals are okay and save lives. So if people aren't being hospitalized and they're not dying, we're okay. The only problem with this virus continuing to have high levels of transmission in the younger population is that is actually what causes the variants to be produced. And the last thing we want are more variants to come out that are actually going to escape the vaccines, because then we're going to start all over again.
So I may have asked you this before, but based on what we're seeing with the vaccines and from what you can tell, Do you think that it's going to have to be a booster renewal, like every year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, that we're looking at here? Or do you think that we're going to be able to use a vaccine more similar to like measles or mumps, where once you're inoculated, you're inoculated?
Good question. And, you know, it was funny. Pfizer CEO came out last week saying you're definitely going to need a booster in the fall. I'm like, well, that's shocking. I mean, it's like going to my car mechanic every time he tells me I need new brake pads for the Pfizer CEO to say that I need a booster. I mean, my thought is, let's just pause for a second and see what happens, because the vaccine induced and the natural immunity is proving to be pretty strong when it comes to COVID-19 and this SARS-CoV-2. And if it is anything like the original SARS virus, just immunity itself was lasting 2 to 3 years and longer in many people. So it's possible that our vaccines are actually going to provide that more longer term immunity. Because we're seeing some escape from the variants, if we start seeing that big uptick in cases and hospitalizations again, especially in the elderly, the booster should likely be given to them, because the vaccines, unfortunately, for something that's called immunosenescence in elderly people over 60, well, not really all elderly, but over 65 years of age, they don't have as robust of an immune response, and their immune response doesn't last as long. So if anyone's going to need a booster, it's going to be that population.
Well, and do you think it's conceivable that we're going to, in terms of masks and such, that it may always be advisable that if you're immunocompromised or if you're of an age where your immunity is a little bit weakened, that it's just going to maybe be something that you do live with for a period of time, or maybe for the rest of your life. I don't know, depending on your circumstance. But that using a mask for you personally will not necessarily have to transcend all of society, so that we're all wearing them all the time and, you know, trying to, like, because I'm glad you pointed out that we're not trying to get to zero infections. In fact, if we get to zero infections, that doesn't really speak well of herd immunity, right? Because we're not having the antibodies develop to continue to fight it. But, you know, help me understand, is it conceivable that masks have become permanent parts of some people's lives?
Well, listen, I think all of a sudden we've created a culture of germophobia. And while, you know, that
ding,
means
ding,
that,
ding.
Yes, we're a much cleaner society. Great. People are maybe washing their hands.
And by the way, I'm all in favor of the hand washing thing. It kind of freaks me out when I go to some places. So this is good. I take the hand washing.
Yeah, but we also have to remember that being exposed to everyday microbials actually boosts our immune system. And it shows that children who share bathrooms with their siblings have stronger immune systems than children that don't. So, you know, I think there's going to be a give and take. I think you are going to find some people who are going to wear a mask for the rest of their life because they have been so traumatized by this pandemic. And you know what? To each his own. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. I don't care what you do. Just like, you know, we have to move forward as a society, and mask mandates should not remain much longer. I truly believe it will be time for them to go. But if private businesses want to require masks, hey, no shirt, no shoes, no mask. I mean, I get it. It's their right, whatever they want to do.
I'm fine with that. Actually, as a free market conservative, if the business wants to have a mask mandate, I'm fine with them doing it. What I don't want is a president or a governor telling me I have to do it forever. I'd rather my doctor advise me to do it than give me the the information on why they're advising me along those lines. But I don't want a president or a governor to say this is the law and you have to follow it for the rest of the life.
Well, especially when those laws are not being backed by the science.
Thank you. And that's why we love Dr. Nicole Sapphire. She speaks the truth unapologetically and very winsomely. So coming up, if you've got questions about this, maybe you've struggled like my bride has with the whole mask thing. I mean, this is causing tears in households because we have been under these mandates for this long. And it seems to be that New Jersey and New York have a penchant for wanting to have them longer than everybody else. In fact, I have this theory, Dr. Sapphire. When we come back from this break, I'll share it with you. But I think that Murphy or Cuomo, whoever moves first, is going to reap a worldwide benefit by lifting the mask mandate. I'll explain what I mean when we come back. It's Medicine Wellness Health Night on Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As someone who loves his family like little else in this life, I just want you to know that the process of buying a home for that family can be stressful, but you probably already know that. Having the right lending team in place, though, does help ease that stress. The lending experts at Citizens Bank, for example, can answer your questions about how to get started. They've got customer service that is second to none because they treat every customer as if they're the only customer. Ace and his team prioritize New York, New Jersey metro area because they want to give you the best rates possible. They are committed to putting our colleagues, community, shareholders, and families first. Because when you succeed, they succeed. My family and I look no further than the lending experts at Citizens Bank. Take the first step today and apply on citizensbank.com. That's citizensbank.com. Or call them. You'll enjoy the conversation. 212-857-6668. 212-857-6668 and ask a citizen. There's no other place to go than Citizens Bank. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank, N.A., NLS number 433-960, equal housing lender.
Few moments bring you joy like opening your inbox after you've done your taxes, clicking the subject line, and reading that one email you've been waiting for. So, what? Someone already filed my return? During tax season, your personal info, like your name or social security number, is all right there on your tax forms, possibly getting emailed and shared more than usual. And that could leave you exposed to identity thieves. Good thing LifeLock monitors your personal info, alerts you to possible suspicious activity, and if you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Join today and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
We have clear skies. We're holding steady at 59 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. A 20-year-old man is dead after being shot inside of a car on the Upper East Side of Manhattan today. James Flippin has the latest.
According to witnesses, the shooting happened on 95th Street, about mid-block between Lexington and Park Avenue. The shooter got into the car and fired, hitting the 20-year-old victim, who died at the hospital. This man has worked as a doorman nearby for years.
I heard a scream for help, and one of his friends in the yellow run to the ambulance to ask for help. So when I came out, he was on the floor already.
Not a common area for shootings of this kind. Cops say they found drugs in the car afterwards. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
New York is losing a congressional seat as a result of the 2020 census count. This is due to a net loss in population from 2010 through 2020, as more people moved away from New York than people who moved in. New York is one of seven states losing a congressional vote. It was a close count, with 89 people being the difference between losing or keeping the seat. And ridership on the city's mass transit system is going up as the number of city residents get vaccinated. MTA officials announced today subway ridership topped 2.1 million last Friday, which was the highest number of trips since the pandemic hit. More than 1.1 million bus trips were taken on Friday as well. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, we're still looking at about a 10-minute wait. Citybound side, 5 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel, no more than a 5-minute outbound wait. And we're good to go on the George Washington Bridge into and out of New York City. Your forecast for tonight, what you see is what you get. Lots of stars overhead, mostly clear skies, overnight low 46. Lots of sun tomorrow, high 71. And we're going to head up into the 80s on Wednesday. And if we get enough sun, could be the mid-80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. Cloudy skies Thursday, chance of a shower, high 73. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us. And on Mondays, you know, this broadcast, as we say at the opening, is wholly dedicated to helping bring New York back. One of those ways is to make sure that financially New York is able to do what it needs to do. And that's empowering your portfolio to be what it needs to be. And one of the things that I've really enjoyed in getting to know Hillary over the last few weeks on these Monday visits is she keeps her eye on these companies that are kind of swimming beneath the surface that, you know, some people aren't really paying much attention to, but she's watching them, and she's watching them do this and that. And all of a sudden she's like, you know, that's the one right there. And boom, something happens. Hillary, you like to call them stealth stocks. They're ones that kind of sneak up on people, but you've got two or three of them tonight that you think are really going to help people.
Oh, absolutely. Let's start with Zebra Technologies. Yeah, Z-E-B-R-A, Zebra. Okay, so Zebra is a phenomenal company that originally had scanners, you know, the first scanners in the supermarkets. You know, that's all Zebra's business. But the key to Zebra, what makes it such a special, important company, and the market capitalization is only $26 billion. Let's compare that to close to, like around $700 billion for a Tesla, is that Zebra went into radio frequency identification, RFID, okay? Radio frequency identification devices. Remember that when you hear people talk about RFID, that's basically you're able to, if you have a steak at home and that steak is bad, or if there's a problem and there's contamination, RFID is what lets those that are looking at it look at the process all the way back to when the cow was born, or the calf. Okay,
wow.
RFID devices are so key. So they're barcode scanners, the RFID devices. You want to own Zebra, Z-B-R-A. And every time you go in a store and you see a salesperson with like an iPad in front of them, it looks like an iPad, it could probably very well be both Zebra's hardware, but more importantly, their software.
Huh.
Okay, so that's one of them. The other one that I think should really be talked about, people are starting to discover it, but we've been in it for years, and that is Casey. Okay, Casey General Stores, CSY, $222 stock, and only an $8 billion market capitalization. It's convenience stores. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to buy Tesla. You don't have to buy Salesforce.com or, you know, these fancy tech names in order to make a lot of money. Yeah. What made Casey so special that I would go to presentations and money shows and talk about was their wings, their chicken wings. And sometimes it's something as simple as that can make such a big difference. So there you go. Casey's General Stores, C-A-S-Y in those Midwestern regions that are just too small for those convenience companies that think they're, you know, that they're not going to make any money there. Casey's knows how to do it. Can I give you, do we have time for a third one?
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay. I think what makes the most sense for me to mention would be Stryker. Stryker, S-Y-K. And you're probably thinking, gee, that sounds like a familiar name. Well, it's a medical technology company. So it's orthopedic, medical, surgical, neurotechnology, spine products, everything. And the orthopedics division of Stryker has the reconstructive hip and knee replacement.
Oh, yes.
The hardware that goes inside. And it's really amazing. And then, matter of fact, Stryker hospital beds are Stryker. Endoscopic surgery, most of that equipment is made by Stryker. It is a big company. It is a very big company. It's about $100 billion market capitalization. And the dividend yield, because the stock has gone up, is only 1%. I mean, that's all you're going to get. But I think Stryker, S-Y-K, I call the baby boomer stock. It's, you know, the trend is your friend. And all we've been thinking about is buying Teladoc and Zoom and, you know, and all these kind of, you know, online retailers, the Amazons. But let's go back to baby boomers, 1946 to 1964. A lot of knee replacements going on, a lot of hip replacements, and a lot of need for like colonoscopies. So Stryker. So that's my third one. And of course, there are a whole bunch of others, but you always want to be careful. Don't try to catch a falling knife. And if I may, my favorite one of all is General Parts. GPC, $120 stock with a dividend yield of 2.7%. That's pretty good considering what you can't even get like 0.3%.
Hillary, hold that thought. When we come back, you can expound on General Parts. I'm also got a question for you. It's a technical question. Some people may not know what they are. I don't really fully understand it, but you can explain it to us. What is a reverse split? Because one of my favorite companies, Byrna, they've just announced that they're going to do one coming up before the end of May. And I own some of their stock. I want to know what's going to happen to their stock when they do a reverse split. Hillary Kramer, the Millionaire Maker, going to explain it to us. By the way, you want to get Hillary's newsletters, go to her website and see what they offer. HillaryKramer.com. That's one L and a K, HillaryKramer.com. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Gateway Academy, Eastern Christian Elementary, Bergen County Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Listen to AM970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Ben Shapiro explains how the media works.
There's an effort to suppress information that is harmful to Democrats, and there's an effort to play up information that is harmful to Republicans, even if that information turns out not to be true. I don't know why Americans would have any sort of faith in the media to get these things right. It is so easy to launder these stories through the media now. All you need is basically one source in the intelligence community to tell a story to the New York Times. That is deep state kind of stuff.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. The doctors who formulated a Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, that each help your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's right there, approaching from four different angles, may very well be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it'll work for you. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
AM 970, The Answer.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So very glad to have you with us. Thank you. Every Monday we talk money, and Hillary Kramer, the millionaire maker, is our local expert. But you see her everywhere. She's on Bloomberg and Fox Business and Fox News and CNN. Anywhere they talk business and they talk money, you can find Hillary Kramer there because she's that in demand. And you need to be checking out her she's got a radio show of her own that airs on the weekends. It's in syndication across the country. You can get the podcast, but you can also get her newsletters at HillaryKramer.com. And she has different ones kind of focused on the different level of investing and amount of information that you need. There's some that are a little more like all-inclusive in terms of what they offer, and there's some that give you more of the bare bones. And that's, I've found, a good place to start if you're like me, trying to figure out a little bit better this confusing world of the markets and what it all means. Now, Hillary, before we move on to what a reverse split is, you were explaining one of your stealth stocks that you really like called General Parts. And I want you to have a chance to put a period on that sentence, because there was a lot that you didn't get to explain.
Okay. So let me tell you, a 96-year-old company, I love to hear that a company like General Parts, GPC, that does automotive replacement parts as well as electronics, but really they're really just automotive parts business. And it's actually under the brand name NAPA, N-A-P-A. I'm sure many of you have seen that. And 475,000 automotive replacement parts. Yeah, you want to own a company that has paid a dividend every quarter since 1948. That's for sure. And GPC is one of those stealth companies that's just a quiet winner out there. And as car sales start to go down, because so many people bought cars, because so many people out there unfortunately use their PPP loans to buy cars and for their own enhancement, and others were able to get great deals leasing, are going to need automotive replacement parts. So always think ahead about what's important that way.
All right. So General Parts, her fourth stealth stock tonight that she likes, along with Zebra, Casey, and Stryker. General Parts, the fourth one that she listed there. Okay, Hillary, I was thumbing through my E-Trade account earlier today, and I like to check the news headlines on the companies that I own because I find that they give some pretty good information when you read their press releases and so forth. And it turns out that a company that I brought to you is kind of something I wanted you to check out a couple of weeks ago. Turned out your team liked it, called Byrna, B-Y-R-N is their stock symbol. But they went from about $1.20 penny stock to roughly $2, and they've kind of played around the $2 mark since then. I think today they were in the 180s, 190s, somewhere in there. But they announced that they're going to do what's called a reverse split. And for people that aren't familiar with it, how does it work, and what is the benefit for the company, and what is the benefit or the drawback for the investor?
Okay, let me explain. It's very important because you hear about these stocks, these reverse stock splits. Some are for excellent reasons, very important, jumpstarts their business. Others are for more sneaky reasons. Okay, so a reverse stock split, best way is to explain it this way. You have 100 shares of company ABC, you know, at $10, and then the company decides to do a 100-for-1 reverse stock split, and now those 100 shares they used to have is one share. It's converted into one share. Or if it's a 10-to-1 reverse stock split, right, now you would have 10 shares where you used to have 100 shares of that company. So since the market capitalization, meaning the value of the company, stays the same, it's a $50 billion company, it stays the same. There's just a lot less stock out there, 90% less stock out there because your shares have now been combined. It either happens, Kevin, because of a minimum stock price. A lot of the exchanges need to see that a stock is above a dollar or even sometimes higher than a dollar. And a lot of these new upstart companies, their stock price might be lower than a dollar. So it's a way to shore up that stock price. And I also want to say mandate. A lot of the big investment houses, they won't make an investment unless a stock is $10 or $15 or $20, right? They don't want a low price stock. So it's a way a company can do that. So you take a company like a General Electric, let's say they do a reverse stock split. They've been unable to have a lot of buyers out there on the big institutions, the big mutual funds. So at $13, let's say they did a 10-for-1, you would end up with $130. Okay, now it also happens, of course, for other reasons, which is people think that a high-priced stock means that it's a good company. But that 100-for-1 isn't necessarily the case. But by the way, there are a lot of companies that go out there and do that. They want an acceptable share price for investors. So there we go. Reverse stock splits. And you're going to see a lot of them, let's say, if we have a correction in the market. So when companies go down, like I remember Priceline going down to a dollar, had Priceline announced a reverse stock split and suddenly become a $10 stock, they would have been in a much better position. But
well, and it's...
People made like 3,000% on Priceline. But yeah, sorry, Kevin.
Well, and you said that one of the reasons is for companies to get on better exchanges. That was exactly what Byrna announced. They wanted to be on the Canadian exchange, and I guess that's one of the exchanges that doesn't really like those under $2 stocks. So it puts them in a different neighborhood of companies to invest in, I guess, is the best way to think about it.
That's right. Yeah, because you have to have a certain... It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and they say you can't, you know, walk in unless you have a tie and jacket on. And so they lend you one. Fake until you make it, so to speak.
That makes sense. All right. So that's everything you wanted to know about reverse splits. And that's going to take I think they announced 10-to-1. So, you know, if someone had 100 shares, they're down to 10. But those shares are all conceivably, Hillary, I guess it's they've gained in value 10 times what they were individually, conceivably.
No, it could lead to that. But basically, you have 10 shares in the company, you end up having one share, and nothing really changes except that in your account it says 10 instead of saying 1. It's about as simple as that. As a matter of fact, that you kind of have to think of the opposite situation, which is, you know, some of these really big companies out there, like, you know, Amazon and Apple, that, you know, are so incredibly expensive, it's hard for someone to even buy one share. There are ways to buy fractional shares, but it can become, you know, very costly, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even and luckily, most fees that the online brokerage firms charge, discount firms as well as even non-discount, they won't charge you anything for buying even one share of a stock.
Okay.
So you can spend one share of Alphabet.
Hold that thought, Hillary. That computer's going to cut us off, and we're coming right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sofen from ProCure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. one in seven. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference, precision therapy, passionate care.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks up to the detriment of the big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying that stock. A financial war and a fight for control is being waged against Americans. With all of this volatility, it's never been more important to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfet Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings. With over 40 years experience and tens of thousands of satisfied clients, Nick will help you make informed decisions. Now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfet can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. Last week we saw Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, convicted of three serious felony charges that were brought against him. There are some very important issues here for Americans if we are truly committed to the rule of law. We must recognize that what took place was the result of a legitimate court process and verdict handed down by a jury of the defendant's fellow citizens. No doubt there will be further developments. But right now, we need to pray for the city of Minneapolis, and we need to pray for the United States of America. What we are engaged in right now is a great test as to whether we really believe in the American project, in the American constitutional order, and in the rule of law. The rule of law, let us remind ourselves, applies not only in the courtroom, but it applies in our neighborhoods, and it applies on the streets. If the rule of law operates anywhere, it has to operate everywhere. I'm Albert Moeller.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, for those considering careers in politics and policy.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. The changes haven't been easy, but there's help. The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We can design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970 The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
It's earnings week, and it's money night on Radio Night Live, and that means Hillary Kramer is with us. And again, all of her resources available at HillaryKramer.com. That's one L, not two. She didn't run for president. This is one L, Hillary.
Kramer spelled with a K, and you can find that at HillaryKramer.com. Hillary, we've always reserved this final 4 minutes with hot tips of the week, and I'm wondering if there's a company that's maybe not a stealth company, maybe it is, maybe it's a safety stock, maybe it's an emerging technology stock, but what's the one you like this week that people need to check out?
Well, we talked about MicroVision, MVIS, which is the sonar radar that is used for the autonomous driving, because since you're not going to be using your eyes, and that's the eyes of the car, I would say MVIS could still have legs to it, even though it's already more than doubled since we talked about it. And the other one, I am very bullish on Amazon, AMZN. A lot of big investors think that Amazon's going to say they're slowing in their business of their web services. And if that's the case, there'll be a real correction in the market. But as we all know, Amazon keeps getting stronger and stronger. But again, comes down to guidance. Is the Amazon CEO going to say that Facebook is starting to compete on web services with them? But I would definitely take a bet on that one this week. I know it's a big one, AMZN, and then MVIS. So those are my big bets for you.
Well, MVIS has proven to be a real, from the first night you talked about it till now, as you said, nearly a 90 to 100% gain. I think on the first night you mentioned it, it was $15, and I think it ended somewhere today around 27. So you're talking about a real movement there. What are we going to see real quickly, Hillary? We've got the rest of the week, and there's however many companies you said they're going to be.
181 companies, and the big important ones are Microsoft, right, which has benefited from all the strong demand with cloud computing, but especially video games during the pandemic.
Right.
We're all looking for sales to grow 17% there. We have Google reporting, which is actually officially called Alphabet these days. We have Starbucks. I don't see how Starbucks could possibly have much growth, but people do give them a pass because obviously so many of their stores, you know, were tied down or closed down. Apple, Apple on Wednesday, that's really important. Their iPad and iPhone was fourth quarter for them was its most profitable yet. So let's see if first quarter, January, February, and March, are going to be able to do the same. And we are expecting 32% jump in sales. That's phenomenal. So it's a kind of a high bar. So even if they do well, Apple, it could be tough. And as I've said, Tim Cook, the CEO, he's really very, very transparent. So it's really quite a week that we have ahead of us. Even Facebook is reporting. And that'll be a good one to see as well.
No doubt. And if you follow, if you get on Hillary's website, HillaryKramer.com, her team will be reporting their own observations about all these earnings and what it means. They'll be putting it on the website. They'll be putting it in the newsletters. You want to stay in touch. You want to know what's going on. Check out the info, HillaryKramer.com. Hillary, thank you for a great night here on this Monday. We'll see you again next week.
Looking forward to it.
And friends, stay with me tomorrow night, Valerie Delia and Travel. Stay with us.
Portions of Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, pre-recorded.
A Texas woman was home in the middle of the day when an armed intruder broke in. She grabbed her gun and hid in the closet. When he opened that door, she fired one shot, fatally wounding him. But the last sentence in the story caught my attention. Quote, the case will be referred to the district attorney's office to determine if any charges will be filed. This is why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7 365 access to an attorney answered emergency hotline and won't pay a penny in attorney's fees.